This is the Attraction Factor with Pam Thomas on Empower Radio. 30 minutes to supercharge your life, move past negativity, and reclaim your personal power. Now, here's your host, Pam Thomas, on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the Attraction Factor. It is so great to be with all of you again this week. Before I share the Attraction Factor tip of the week and get into our topic for today, I want to take this time to share my thanks to Brent Carey, the visionary behind Empower Radio, and to Nate, our fantastic producer, for contributing their time and their energy. Without them, this show would not be possible, so thank you both very much. And now for the Attraction Factor tip of the week, 10 minutes of recharge. Did you know that just 10 minutes a day of recharge time can help you to stay productive? It can help you de-stress and save you from that frazzled feeling. I didn't think that was possible. I thought, oh gosh, 10 minutes is not enough time until I actually put it to the test. And I have to be honest with you and say I've become a big proponent of self-care, and I grab self-care any opportunity I get. You know, there's a reason they talk about putting on your oxygen mask first when you're on an airplane. That's because if you're breathing, you can help somebody else to breathe. Without that oxygen, you can't breathe. It's the same thing with self-care. Without self-care, we can't be our very best selves. We get run down. We get edgy. We find that we're less productive. Self-care can truly save a life. It can save a job. It can save a relationship. So for this week, I want to encourage you to take 10 minutes. Schedule it in your calendar each and every day if you have to. Just 10 minutes to do something for you, whether that's sit quietly and breathe, whether that's to meditate, whether that's just to take a walk, whether it's to read a book, whatever is going to help you to recharge, I want to encourage you to do it. And I want you to notice the difference it makes, not just in your mood, but in your overall well-being, as well as your own productivity. As always, I want to hear from you, so I encourage you to send in your thoughts, your comments, your tips, and your questions while we're on the air or even after the show. You can do so by emailing me at show@whatswithinyou.com. Again, that's show@whatswithinyou.com. All right, now for today's topic, getting your groove on, some ways to supercharge your life. This topic is one of my favorites, and it actually came from a free e-course I developed a few years ago when I began to notice just how run down the people in my world seemed. The economy was hitting a low, and people were just not in a good space. And so I felt compelled to do something to help amp up the energy. And today, that's just what we're going to do. We're going to amp it up so you can dream big, move through your days with more motivation, and just have fun on a regular basis. I want to start today's show with a few questions for you to consider. Do you feel that there's never enough energy to get you through the day? Are you surrounded by people and or things that drain your energy? If you answered yes to those questions and you're wanting more energy and more grooving possibilities, this show is definitely for you. So let's get this party started and talk about getting your groove on, some ways to supercharge your life. First and foremost, I think it's really important. I talked about dreaming big. When we dream big, when we dream about possibilities, when we dream about what we really want, things that we're most passionate about, I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but we get excited about those dreams. I want to encourage you, dream. Get in touch with the things that you really want to have in your world. Nothing's impossible. It truly isn't. But it's really important when you dream big, you have to get clear on what you truly want. That means getting detailed. Some ways in which to do that that you might find helpful are creating what I like to call a vision board. Actually, vision boards are widely used by lots and lots of coaches and lots of law of attraction gurus. And there's some merit to it because when you can visualize and you have pictures that are tangible, that represent your dream, you get to feel what it feels like to get excited around those pictures. So you take poster board or cork board and magazines and start cutting out pictures that represent your dream and put them on that cork board or that poster board. You can put sayings or words that inspire you and put that vision board in a place where you can see it every single day. I have one in my bedroom that I look at every morning when I get up and throughout the day when I walk into my bedroom or at night. And they have beautiful pictures that inspire me and words that inspire me. Now, if you're not one that likes to sit down with magazine and glue or thumbtacks, by all means, there's a great website. Many of you may have stumbled upon it. I know it's become my new addiction. It's called Pinterest. And that's Pinterest.com. And you can create vision boards that you can share with other people. If you're not one to visualize, but you love to write, write your dream down. Write it down in great detail as if it's already happening. There's a wonderful book that I would encourage anyone to buy, and it's called Write It Down, Make It Happen by Henrietta Klausser. Great exercises for really getting clear on your dream. And while you're getting clear, please make sure that this is your dream and not a dream that someone else created for you. Ask yourself the following question. Is this something I want to have or something I should have? If it's a should, chances are this dream is one that someone else created for you. Going after shoulds and shoulding all over ourselves often creates room for failure rather than success, because shoulds are very rarely aligned with what we want and, most importantly, who we are. Something else to dreaming big. Resolve to remove whatever may stand in your way of making your dreams a reality. Ask yourself, what, if anything, will stand in my way of dreaming big? Take stock of any limiting beliefs that come up. You know, the noise in our head that says, I could never have this. And any tolerations, unfinished business that may get in the way. Make a commitment to removing those barriers and obstacles. And then powerfully share your dreams. When we share our dreams with others from a place of conviction, we're more likely to follow through with them. And we're more likely to stay motivated and on course. I know anytime I'm dreaming big, I share my dreams with my own coach. And she's fantastic about A, getting excited, asking all the right questions, making sure I'm really clear. But she's also really great about holding me accountable and checking in with me. It makes all the difference in the world, because then I'm ready to take action. And that's really important, being willing to take action. When opportunities present themselves, which they will, and actions become apparent, take them. Just thinking about what you want won't bring it to you. You have to be willing to take action. And I know sometimes when we talk about dreaming big, the topic of self-doubt comes into play. And that's natural. I know for me, when I dream big, my self-doubter comes out. I call her Sally Saboteur. I've given her a name and I've given her a persona. She stands about 3 inches high. She wears a power suit and 5-inch stiletto heels. And she usually has her hands on her hip and is giving me a look like, yeah, right, Pam. Really? And anytime I'm dreaming big, she comes along and she sticks her little heel right in the center of my dream to deflate it. The one thing I've learned about self-doubters, and particularly with my own work with Sally, is they live off of and gain strength from resistance and fight. So the louder we scream no at them, the louder and stronger they often get. So it's really important when your saboteur comes out to play or your self-doubter comes out to play, stop screaming no at it. Instead, try saying thank you. Thank you for the reminder that this dream or this project or this job or this person is really important to me. When I thank Sally, she quiets down. And then I visualize Sally hanging onto my shoulders instead of standing on it with her hair blowing back and her shoes flying off because I'm taking action and I'm not paying attention to her negativity. Now, this may sound really odd, but we also have a tendency to hold on to self-doubt and limiting beliefs because they serve us in some way. Now is the time to ask yourself, what's the payoff for holding on to these feelings? Does it provide you with a safe space? Place to hide? Do you avoid potentially failing or even succeeding? Be honest with yourself when exploring the payoffs so that you can see why you're holding on to them. And then you can create ways to let go of those payoffs or to let go of those limiting beliefs. And see self-doubt as a reminder of great opportunities that await rather than a means to not move forward. Reframing the self-doubt into something positive takes the negative charge and power from it. Here's something else I noticed when we talk about amping up our energy. One thing that really truly drains our energy is fear of rejection. How often have you not put yourself out there or done something because you were afraid of that no? Somebody was going to say no, or somebody was going to tell you, I don't think so. Rejection, really, as somebody shared this with me once, and it really sat with me. Rejection is just the universe's way of protecting us from something that wouldn't be a good fit for us. It's a way to make room for something that will be an awesome fit. So rather than let rejection bring you down, try looking at it as a form of protection put in place to protect your valuable energy and your time. And then be prepared for what is waiting around the corner that is a better fit for you. Okay. I know, you know, when we're talking about getting our groove on and supercharging our life, I know we have bad days. We all have them. And that has a tendency to also take away from our wanting to dream big or our wanting to, you know, have that energy and that motivation to get through the day. So let's talk about ways in which we can kick the funk to the curb. You know, that funk will stick around if we aren't willing to address it in some fashion. So it's really important. Feel the funk. I had a client once come to two sessions just in an absolute funk, and she couldn't figure out why, and she couldn't figure out how to get rid of it. So I made the suggestion that she have a pity party, and I told her to go to the grocery store and buy her favorite comfort food and black balloons and streamers if she wished. No alcohol, however, and to send herself an invitation, setting the time, inviting only herself, no one else. So from, you know, 10 to midnight, she was going to have a pity party. And then I told her, you know, get your sad music, you know, get your journal, write out nasty letters if you have to that you're going to rip and shred, cry, get, you know, feel the funk, get it out of the way. Now, of course, when I asked her if she was okay with this, she said, I'll try anything at this point, but I got to tell you, Pam, I think you're absolutely crazy. Well, she came back to the next session, and I asked her, how'd your pity party go? And she said to me, again, I got to tell you, I thought your idea was absolutely crazy, but at that point, I was willing to try anything. And she says, and I have to tell you what went down. She says, I went to the grocery store. I got all my favorite comfort food. I went and locked myself in my bathroom. I sat on the floor with my legs crossed. In the middle of my legs was a big, huge container of ice cream. To one side of me was a bag of potato chips. To the other side of me was whipped cream, chocolate sauce, and cherries. I'm sitting there bawling my head off, eating and stuffing my face full of this food. When all of a sudden, I catch a glimpse of my reflection in the full-length mirror that was hanging behind the door. And she says, I saw my red puffy eyes and my cheeks full of food and whipped cream on my chin. And I couldn't help but laugh. She says, I laughed for a solid 10 minutes. And she says, and what was amazing was the funk was gone. I don't know how it disappeared. I don't even care, but it's gone. Feel your feelings through. It's important. Don't negate them. Don't shove them. Don't stuff them. Feel them. And recognize, too, that the funk is often an indicator that change, learning, or growth is on its way, kind of like growing pains. The funk can be used as an awareness-creating tool rather than a complete downer. You can ask yourself the question, what am I meant to learn from this funk? And be real quiet. See what comes up for you. I love when I'm in a funk, and I think I mentioned this during last week's show, to play my favorite music really loud and sing at the top of my lungs or dance around. I consider music crayons for the soul, and it's really hard to stay in a funk when you're surrounded by beautiful color, a great beat, or some uplifting lyrics. So get your groove on. Sing your little heart out. Shake your booty around the house. Get moving. And last, to get rid of the funk, treat yourself. Treat yourself kindly, first and foremost. But take some time and do something nice for you. Grab your favorite ice cream and a movie and chill out on the sofa. Schedule time for a massage. Just do something for you, something that will put a smile on your face and a little groove in your step. All right. Now, when we're talking about amping up our energy, one thing that really gets in our way of getting the groove on is energy vampires. Energy vampires are those people that always take more than they give. They're always critical of everything you do. They see the glass as half empty a good majority of the time. They like to share their woes and gain support, but are rarely around or have time to listen to others. They have a tendency to talk a lot about themselves and rarely express interest in hearing or learning about anyone else. And they lots of times want people to pick up the pieces and clean up the messes they've made. Does that sound familiar to you? Does that sound like somebody or several somebodies that you have in your life? Dealing with energy vampires requires first and probably most important an understanding that everyone is where they need to be at that given moment. You may not like what that person is doing or even who they are or what they're saying, but being able to accept them and accept where they are will help you to protect your own energy. And here's something I have found really important and very helpful is drawing boundaries and upholding them. There are three main components to drawing boundaries. And I call them the three C's. That's clarity, communication, and consistency. Establish the boundary and the consequences if the boundary is crossed. For example, one boundary might be not allowing another to be critical of you and what you do. The consequence, of course, is to stop the current conversation. The next C, communication. Educate the person you're setting the boundary with as to what the boundary is and the consequences. For example, it truly makes me feel bad when you criticize me, so I'm asking you to please stop. If the criticism continues, I'm going to stop the conversation and speak with you at a later time. And the last really important piece is consistency. Be consistent in upholding the boundary set. Because the bottom line is, if you're not consistent with upholding your boundaries, no one will take the boundary seriously. Next, when dealing with an energy vampire, speak your truth. Sometimes all it takes is telling someone how you feel in a constructive and loving way. You may find the person's not even aware of their energy zapping behavior, and once made aware, will try to change it. And if that doesn't work, if the energy vampires continue to drain your energy, maybe it's time to think about the role they play in your life and potentially cutting the binds cutting the ties that bind you. Don't be afraid that if you cut loose an energy vampire, that you're going to be looked at as selfish and uncaring. By removing or limiting contact with an energy vampire, you're creating the space to attract people into your life who are willing to equally give and receive and not drain you of your energy on a regular basis. And here's the really great part. By cutting the ties, you're sending a strong message to the universe and those around. That message is that you matter and that you want people in your life who support you just as much as you wish to support them. And the last thing when dealing with energy vampires is to take a good hard look at you. Inventory you. Is there an area of your life, and this may be very difficult, where you're being an energy vampire yourself? Just by recognizing where we may be sucking energy helps us to become more aware when someone else is doing the very same. I think it's also very important when we're talking about getting our groove on and supercharging is to make time for childlike fun. That falls in line with self-care. Here's some fun facts about childlike fun. You're never too old to have it. Getting in touch with your child side really helps you to reconnect with you. Fun not only shifts an attitude, but it raises the energy levels. Taking time out for fun helps you to see things from a different perspective. So I want to encourage you, explore potentials with the curiosity of a child. Children are naturally curious. I remember when my son was about 6 months old. He had his first experience with a leaf. He picked it up with his tiny little fingers and he twirled it around and looked at it as if it was the most amazing thing he'd ever seen. It's that type of curiosity that's not only free of preconceived thoughts and ideas, but it's so very powerful. So here's the challenge. The next time you're facing a tough decision or a situation, try exploring it as a child would. Explore it as if you're seeing it for the very first time. Infuse some childlike curiosity. It'll help change a perspective. And when we're talking about childlike fun, I encourage you to laugh often. Laugh loud and laugh hard. Find things that you think are funny and get in touch with those funny things, because laughing does help you get your groove on. And last but certainly not least, follow a child's lead for fun. If you've forgotten what it means to have real childlike fun, watch a child. They don't care what others think. They're just in the moment doing what brings them joy in that very moment. Think it's important to take that time for you. You know, if it helps, create a menu you can choose from for fun things to do. For example, blowing bubbles, finger painting, running through the sprinkler, reading a joke book. And choose from that menu each and every day so that you're constantly amping up your energy and staying in a high energy place. Now, here's the really, really important part to continuing to getting your groove on and amping up your energy and supercharging your life. And that is breaking out the balloons and the streamers. And I mean really celebrating you. There's a quote from one of my favorite shows, Grey's Anatomy. The character Meredith Grey said, "Maybe being grateful means recognizing what you have for what it is, appreciating small victories, admiring the struggle it takes to simply be human. At the end of the day, the fact that we have the courage to still be standing is reason enough to celebrate." Celebrate the big and the small wins. I can't emphasize this enough. I know we talked about it last week in last week's show, but it's so important because it does increase your motivation. It does amp up your energy level. It creates further awareness of all the potentials, and it keeps you in the present moment where all the cool stuff really is. So to help you and support you in celebrating, I want to encourage you, purchase a small pocket-sized notebook, and on the cover of that notebook, write the word woohoo or celebrate, or whatever word gets you excited. And each day, make it a point to write at least one positive thing about yourself or something you did during that day. And at the end of the week, read all the cool stuff that you wrote. Celebrate. Soak in that goodness. Be sure to take the time to really acknowledge you for the great things you do. And in turn, acknowledge other people. Celebrate other people's wins. It's fun. When you celebrate what somebody else has done, not only are you helping motivate them and amp up their energy, but you're also doing the same for yourself. So it has a twofold effect. Just remember, it's important to take that time to be with you, to do the things that make you feel good, so that you can continue to get your groove on and to supercharge your life. Now, I had mentioned that this was a part of an e-course that I created. And so if you want to continue to get your groove on, I'd like to invite you to sign up for that free e-course so that you can receive emails in your inbox on a weekly basis to continue amping up the energy. And you can find that e-course at whatswithinyou.com/supercharge. That's whatswithinyou, whatswithinyou.com/supercharge. I want to thank you all for listening today. I hope we've set the getting your groove on in motion and the supercharging your life. And I want to encourage you to tune in next week when we'll be talking to my dear friend, the amazing Kenny Brixey, the co-host of the radio show Simple Steps, Real Change. He's going to walk us through a goal-setting process that he's created, so you aren't going to want to miss that. And in the following weeks, we're going to be doing some amazing interviews with some other fabulous people so that we can continue to work on your attraction factor and getting it to where you'd like it to be. And as always, if you need anything or you have questions or you're in need of a little support, please reach out. And you can reach me again at show@whatswithinyou.com. That's show@whatswithinyou.com. And of course, always find us on Facebook. That information is on the Empower Radio website. I encourage you to log in and take a look around. Also, take a look around at all the amazing shows that are on Empower Radio. Thank you all again for tuning in. I look forward to being with you next week. Take really good care.